This is Her Shift Supervisor. Allow me one moment as I get that account pulled up.
Okay.
And how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm doing good. Just waiting and waiting to get on off.
I bet.
All right. And let me get you just verify that address for me so I can make sure the correct account was sent over.
It's 8419 Lakeshore Drive, Rutledge, Tennessee, 37861.
All right. And you were sent over for fraud today?
Yeah, because I don't know what these charges are. There was one last month and $56 this month. And my bank took it out, but I went to the bank and told them, I don't know what that is. That lady I talked to a minute ago said it's a dash cam.
Okay. Let's take a look a little bit further into the account here. Let me see when everything started. Okay, hold on. Okay, give me just a moment. Apologize for the hole. I thought they sent over the correct account and it looks like they didn't, so I'm trying to get the correct account and link for you. Okay, what's your zip code?
37861.
Okay. Give me one moment and let me see if I can get them to resend over your account. So I don't know what they sent over. It's not pulling you up in the system. So give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so while we're waiting on that information, I'm just going to ask some questions here. Okay, hold on. Looks like they sent it to me. Please let that be it. All right. Let me get you to verify that address again for me so I can make sure that this account is the correct one.
It's 8419 Lakeshore Drive, Rutledge, Tennessee, 37861.
All right. Got the right one this time. All right, so I have that account pulled up. Now, on the account, it actually says for a space heater.
A space heater.
Yeah, it looks like back on the 25th of February, you might have did like a trial for it to try it out. That was $9.97. During that time, you would have paid only $9.97 for the shipping and handling. Now, with it being on the trial period, it looks like your trial was, looks like a three-day trial. So it looks like it ended on the 28th because that's when they originally billed you for the $56.95. But that was declined out and then they got it back on the 1st. Now, do you remember ordering a space heater during the 25th around that time?
No, because I don't need a space heater. What would I do with a space heater?
All right.
I didn't realize it until I didn't realize nothing was going on until they took out the $56.
Right.
So I thought, what is that? I don't know what that, because I know what I've done that day. I got my fishing license, but I didn't order no. She said a dash cam. I don't need no dash cam. The only place I go is to my doctor.
Yeah, she said dash cam, but dash cam isn't on here. That's weird for her to say dash cam when it's actually space heater.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm going
to... I live on a camper. I don't need no space heater.
Gotcha. Okay, so what I'm going to do is verify the other information that is on the account to see if it matches up with what we have. Can I get you to verify an email address for me?
My email address is rondatedder21@gmail.com.
Okay, and it seems like that's what we have on the account as well. And can I get you to verify a phone number for me?
865-306-3894.
All right, and it seems like that is what we have on the account as well. So all the information matches up. Now, could you have ordered something else that day and might have gotten like another offer behind it and probably accidentally ordered it?
I don't see how. I think I was actually in the hospital last month with my heart attack, so I wasn't doing a whole heck of a lot of using my phone last month.
Okay. Could it be a possibility that someone else in the home, friend, or anyone got hold of your information?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I just don't understand. I don't know.
Okay.
But I need my $56. I don't know, guys.
Okay. So what I can do for you, the previous rep has already canceled the account for you already, so you won't get billed anything else. Now, because all of the information that you verified does match what we have here on the account, what I can do is I can go ahead and process a courtesy 50% back into the account, which will be half of the $56.95.
Just half of it.
Yes, ma'am. Because of the simple fact that all the information does match, and I'm checking to make sure that this order didn't go through a verification, because some of them would send like a verification email to make sure that you process the order, and it doesn't look like that was the case here. So let's see. All right. And I'm looking at the IP address. All right. So the IP address says Morristown, Tennessee. Have you been in that area lately? Or know someone
Morristown.
In there?
Mm-hmm. Morristown is a town near me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it would make sense for it to pick up on the towers there. Gotcha.
But who would do that?
Let's see.
I don't know how somebody would get my information.
Okay, now the original order where you were charged the shipping and handling, the IP address on that one states Franklin, Tennessee. Is that another city or town near you as well?
I don't know where Franklin is, so I don't know.
Okay. All right. So this is how the process will work. Now, if you are absolutely certain that it is fraud and it was absolutely not you, what I can do today is we can go ahead and get this account sent over to your local police department, in which we will send over a copy of the call along with a copy of this account as well. And basically what they'll do is they'll track down and see who used your card to make this purchase. See if that's something that you would like to go through with on today.
So the cops come out and all that stuff?
No, ma'am. They basically open up an investigation on your account.
Right. Well, I talked to my bank.
Mm-hmm.
My bank gave me another card because I don't know.
Got ya. All right, so what else I'm going to go ahead and do for you today is a one-time courtesy, because it does seem like that it might have been a third party in play. What I'll go ahead and do is a one-time courtesy for you is I'll go ahead and refund that full amount to you today. And like I said, that account is already canceled, so you do not have to worry about being billed anything else. I also have a cancellation number for you as well if you did not receive one from the previous rep.
Yeah, hold on. So, since I got a new card, whoever done it can't do it no more, right?
That's correct. And also, with your refund, it doesn't affect your refund. Long as that card is still attached to your actual original account, the refund will go back in.
Yeah, I don't know if it is or not.
Well, long as you didn't close the account down. Now, see if you closed the account down. Okay.
I didn't close the account.
Okay, so that's good. It will go back in. Okay, that's good. So it'll go right back into the account that it was originally drawn from.
Okay, but whoever it is can't do it no more, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Okay, I'll do that. I can't do this.
Gotcha. All right, let me know when you're ready for that cancellation number.
I'm ready.
All right, it's going to be 259.
Okay, that's a cancellation number.
That is your cancellation number.
Yeah, I looked, it says, what's it say? On my bank, it says something about ship something. And I tried to Google it, and it came up with spaceships.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You're down for a space heater. That's why when you said dashboard.
Yeah, and I'm thinking,
and I'm looking
spaceship.
For a dashboard. I was like, what?
It's like, darn. I know I had a heart attack, but I wasn't that crazy. Oh, Lordy. Okay. I got that number wrote down.
All right. Well, you're good to go. Allow that refund 3 to 4 business days to hit your account, okay?
Okie doke. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I do thank you for calling customer support. And you have a wonderful morning, ma'am.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.